Welcome to the Seriously Psychic podcast. This is a space of healing, happiness, and high vibe psychic guidance to help you on your journey through life. I'm here to bring through well-needed messages, education, and support from the spiritual realm. I'm Marnie, psychic medium, intuitive healer, and spiritual teacher, and I'm going to talk about all things relating to spirituality, finding meaning, and stepping into the highest version of yourself possible. So come and step into our soul family love bubble, and let's talk about all things seriously psychic and spiritual. Hi everyone, welcome back for another episode of the Seriously Psychic podcast. I'm excited for you to be here today. This is a bit of an impromptu episode. I haven't really got a plan for what we're going to talk about, but a couple of things have happened to me over the last couple of days, or I've had a couple of conversations and I'm feeling called to just jump on and talk about a few different things. One thing in particular that I'm really excited about is that I have started a project. I'm excited about it. I don't really want to talk too much about it because if I talk too much about it, I might lose my momentum or my flow that I've got going at the moment. But I am putting together a creative project. I am really excited about it. It's something I've been wanting to do since April, and I just have felt really blocked around it. And I was feeling like maybe it was just not the right time. Maybe I need to wait until the timing's better. Maybe I need to wait until I have more time to actually sit down and do this creative project. But I had a reading the other day by one of the girls that I follow on Facebook. Her name's Britt. And she brought to light a lot of different things for me. It was a really powerful, moving experience. And I'm so excited that I booked in with her, because the conversation and the messages that came through were very much around things that I can heal or things that I can do to help remove blocks. Okay. So I had this little block sitting in my sacral chakra, and your sacral is obviously all about your creativity, your sexuality, which, and like your sexual energy is very creative energy. So like that same energy is used for both your sexual relationships, but also with your creative. I don't even know why I'm talking about this. Anyway, let's just go with it. So if you are feeling blocked in one or the other of these areas of your life, then it can hinder the other area, if that makes sense. So anyway, I had this little block in my sacral chakra, and this was really around my power. I was dealing with this block around fear of failing, or fear of something not being perfect, or fearing that other people will judge me, or whatever it is, right? Anyway, this huge fear was creating this block around me putting together this creative project. When I had my reading with Britt, she was talking about things that I could do to help move that block, which I then did. And it's like I was hit with all of this inspiration and this motivation and this creative energy to just do this creative project, to just start putting it together. Anyway, so yesterday I sat down and I just started, and I realized, you know what? I was letting this fear block me from getting started on this project. But in my head, I was trying to rationalize it on it not being the right time to do this project, which really wasn't the case at all. You know, I could have done this project probably back in April if I had not let this fear and this block kind of control how I was feeling around it. Anyway, so I've moved through that. It felt really good yesterday. I started putting things together. Then today, I had to call a lady from a hotel, and I rang this lady. She was really rude. I mean, I don't know this lady. She's a complete stranger. Anyway, I was literally just ringing her to see if I could change the date from a previous booking to a past booking to a future booking. Anyway, she was so rude to me about, no, you can't do this and you can't do that. Anyway, that's not the point of this conversation, but the conversation really triggered me. I felt really angry. I could recognize the emotion straight away. I was like, I'm feeling really angry, you know? And I thought, I instantly fell into this victim mode. I messaged my partner and I was so saying to him, I'm so angry, you know, she won't let me move my booking. And then I stopped myself and I thought, you know what, I'm not going to fall into this victim mode, because essentially this victim mode is, it ends up with me giving away more power. I already felt a little bit powerless in the situation because I wanted to do something and she was saying, no, you can't do that. And then anyway, I thought, if I'm falling into victimhood and this victim mode, then I'm essentially giving her more power to this situation. I'm giving away more of my energy. And I was like, I'm not going to do that because I need this powerful energy. I need this sacral energy to help me with my creative projects, right? So I'm not going to give this energy away to this stranger, okay? Anyway, with that, I started to feel really emotional and all of these tears started flowing. My body started to feel really hot. I could almost feel that energy lifting from my sacral chakra up through my body and out my crown. I had the tissues and I was in that moment. I thought, you know, I'm going to use my breath here. I put my hands on my heart. I started to really sink into this feeling, let my breath support in the moving that energy from the sacral up through my body and out my crown. And within a few moments that the energy shifted, I could feel that the energy had been released. I could feel that the emotions that had obviously been stored within my physical body had left my energy field. I used some self-Reiki to soothe my body, to soothe my energy, to get me back into a relaxed state. And then that allowed a little bit of space for my spirit team to step in and be like, hey, this is why you're feeling this. And essentially they were saying to me that because I have moved through this fear blockage that was stopping me from starting this creative project, I've now started the creative project and I've taken action towards that. What's happened is that the leftover, the stored energy that was linked to that blockage needed to be released from the physical body. But without it being physically triggered or activated by a physical experience, that emotion couldn't have been lifted, right? So it's almost like I started the healing process yesterday when I started the creative project and moved through the fear and worked on that sacral blockage. Then the physical event today, which was completely unrelated. So the conversation that I had with this lady, completely unrelated to the experience that I've been moving through with my creative block, is what I needed to activate and trigger the last little bit of the emotion to be released so that I can keep moving forward. I'm not sure if that makes sense. Hopefully it does. But what I'm trying to get at is that any physical experience that activates an emotion within us is intentional. There is a reason for it, okay? We're not just walking around getting emotional and getting activated and triggered by things for no reason, okay? Our triggers, those moments where we feel activated within a certain emotion, is trying to show us, to teach us something, to highlight what we need to work on, okay? So if you have recently gone through an experience, or maybe you have an upcoming experience coming, I want you to try and be really self-aware in that moment, because the self-awareness is what's going to help you to release and to clear that blockage or clear that emotion from within you so that you can move forward. What will happen is if you don't allow the healing to occur, if you don't bring self-awareness and you don't recognize the emotions, the situation will circle back around to give you another go later on. So just think about that, because that's really crucial in terms of you being able to clear things or you being forced to revisit them. So I'm currently learning a lesson around power, around stepping into my power, reclaiming my power, not allowing people to, I suppose, walk all over me, not allow people to impact my stance within my own beliefs or values, my energy field, okay? So this whole situation has highlighted that learning that I'm going through right now. And I do feel like there'll be more situations in the next coming months where I'm going to have to be, I suppose, delving deeper into that power theme. And I wanted to talk about this because I was talking to one of my friends yesterday and she asked me, what do you mean when you're talking about collective energy? Are you talking about astrology signs or is it something different? So I put up a post yesterday on my Instagram, on my Facebook, about how we can collectively move through lessons, okay? So quite often, the collective will move through lessons at the same time. However, the lessons can look different for each person within that collective, okay? So some people may learn this lesson through their romantic relationships. They might get learned through working or professional relationships like a boss and an employee or a co-worker to co-worker. Some people might learn the lessons through mother-daughter relationships, but essentially the key message is the same. And I kind of wanted to talk about my experience with learning a lesson on power today, because if you are part of my collective group, right, then you might be either learning a lesson on your own power right now, or you're going to move through one soon. So when I'm talking about collective energy, and I explain this to my friend, is that we all have, or as a healer, well, everyone really, they have a collective group that they move through life with. Okay, so for me, well, how spirit shows this to me is like a spider web, right? And say I'm the center of my own collective web. And then at each point, there are other people standing within the web, okay? I wish I could show you exactly the image that they show me. But essentially, imagine a spider web. You're in the middle of yours. I'm in the middle of mine. At each point, there's someone standing where the web kind of interconnects, okay? When I talk about my collective energy, so if I'm on Instagram saying I've got a message for the collective, I'm talking about the people who are in my collective energy field, the people who I am soul contracted to be working with, to be supporting, to be guiding throughout their life journey. Now, I might have, say, someone to the left of my collective energy field, and say from their spot on in my collective energy field, their energy field or their collective group branches out into their own web, okay? But it's almost like there are certain people who are interlaced, or there's lots of different people that are interlaced within more than one collective group, okay? So, for example, I have my collective group, and then let's say a healer that I'm working with, they also have their collective group, but then there are some people in my collective group that is also in the collective group of, say, one of my clients who's also a healer. I hope that makes sense. It's a little bit of a confusing concept, but I want to talk about it because if you are seeing me talking about the collective and you're also in a space thinking, I don't know what the collective is. Am I part of the collective? Am I not part of the collective? Then at least you know what I'm talking about a bit more now. So when I talk about collective energy, I'm not talking about astrology groups as such. If I was to tune into, say, an astrology group, then that could be a whole collective group in itself. And yes, I could bring through messages for, say, all the earth signs or all the fire signs, which you probably will see on Instagram or Facebook around the place. People will bring through messages just for earth signs or just for fire signs. They could be bringing in psychic intuitive guidance for those messages, or they could be connecting to their astrology background and their astrology knowledge. But when I'm talking about the collective, I'm talking about my energetic collective group of people that I'm soul contracted to work with and to help in this lifetime. So, talking about those two little pointers about our collective group and talking about our lessons that we're learning, I want you to just be really conscious of your experiences at this time. The next 4 months, the ending of this year, is going to be very moving. Okay, spirit just say to me, movement. There's going to be lots of movement. That could be in job, career, relationships, home moving, family changes in dynamics, for example, bringing children into the world. There's lots of movement in our life, okay? So I just want you to be really mindful, because as you learn your lessons as you go, that is when you are able to move up into a higher version of yourself. When I was talking about before about the cycles, okay, so lessons, they circle back around for you to learn them later on. Quite often you will stay on a similar timeline until that lesson is learnt so that you can move up into the next timeline. It's almost like if you think of Mario and Luigi, and it's like you have to beat the monster at the end of each level before you can move on to the next level. It's kind of like that. So I just want you to be really mindful of what's activating you. What lessons are you learning right now so that you can use your breath, use Reiki, use journaling, use reflection, use meditation, so that you can really get to understand and learn these lessons, so that next time that circuit comes back around and you're faced with another situation, if that lesson hasn't been learned prior, then you are able to address it accordingly so that you can move forward. On that note, I am going to get back into my creative project for the rest of the day. I've also got 4 clients booked in that I need to go and bring some beautiful healing to. So I hope that all makes sense. Just a couple of quick pointers for today, because I haven't been on here for a while and I really wanted to put something out for you guys. So I hope you have a beautiful day at any point that you're listening to this, and I will talk to you again soon.